صدای بوق ماشین ها رفته رفته کم می شود. حالا
the sound of car horns gradually fade away. Four young boys reach under Khaju Bridge. Two of them lie on the concrete platform under the bridge. The yellow light of the bridge lamps reveals their faces. A pale smile appears on the face of the young man who is standing. He sits down and suddenly they break the silence of the dark night. This is the voice of Sane Jale, singing with his friends, waving his hands in the air, a Sunni Kurd. He was a student of dramatic arts at Tehran Art University and was killed by gunshot during the protests that followed the 10th presidential election in Iran on February 14, 2011. One of his relatives remembers those days.
Sane was filled with love for his fellow human beings and his concern was to breathe freely and make his films in a free world.
Fars News Agency releases the news of Sane Jale's murder along with a picture of a Basiji militia membership card that the agency claims belongs to Sane. Meanwhile, Press TV interviews someone introducing himself as Sane Jale's father in the subtitles. The person says Sane Jale was killed at the hands of people he refers to as munafiqin, a term the Islamic Republic uses to refer to the Mujahideen-e-Khalq opposition group.
I don't know why these men, Mousavi and Karoubi, do not give up and invite people's youth to riot so these remorseless hypocrites can martyr innocent youth like Sane Jale. They abuse the situation.
In an interview I had with one of Sane Jale's relatives during the same days, I was told the person interviewed by Press TV is not Sane Jale's father.
He was Zinedine Ansari, Sane Jale's cousin who impersonated Sane's father. If the Islamic Republic's broadcasting wants to introduce shameless people like Sane's cousin instead of his father, the father will not remain silent.